Go ahead,
deputies, men of the German Reichstag. A year of events of historical significance is drawing to an end. A year of the greatest decision lies ahead in these serious times. I speak to you, deputies of the German Reichstag, as the representatives of the German nation. Beyond and above that, the whole German people should take note of this glance into the past, as well as of the coming decision for the present and future imposed on us. After the renewed refusal of my peace offer in January 1940 by then the British Prime Minister, and the cliché which supported the else dominated him, it became clear that this war against all reasons of common sense of necessity must be fought to its end. You know me, my old party companions. You know I have always been an enemy of half measures or weak decisions. If the Providence so has so willed that the German people cannot be spared this fight, then I can only be grateful that it has entrusted me with the leadership in this historic struggle, which for the next 500 or 1,000 years will be described as decisive, not only for the history of Germany, but for the whole of Europe and indeed the whole world. And the German people and the soldiers are working and fighting today, not only for their present, but for the coming nay of most distant generations. The historical revelations of this unique scale have been imposed on us by the Creator. Shortly after the end of the campaign in Norway, the German command was forced, first of all, to ensure the military security of the conquered areas, since this defense in the conquered countries have changed considerably. From Kirkenes to the Spanish frontier, there is a belt of greater bases and fortifications. Many airfields have been built, naval bases and protections for submarines, which are practically invulnerable from sea or air. More than 1,500 new batteries have been planned and constructed. A network of roads and railways was constructed so that today communications from the Spanish frontier to Pessimo and the Independent of the Sea. These installations in no wise fall behind those of Western Wall, and the work continues incessantly on strengthening them. I am irrevocably determined to make the European front unassailable by my enemy. The defense work was supplemented by the offensive warfare. German surface and underwater naval forces carried on the constant war of attrition against the British merchant navy and ships in its service. The German Air Force supported these attacks by resonance, by damaging enemy shipping, by numerous retaliatory raids, which have been given the English better idea so that the charming war caused by their present prime minister. In the middle of the last year, Germany was supported above by all of Italy. For many months, the great part of the British power weighed on the shoulders of Italy. Only because of their tremendous superiority in heavy tanks could the English create a temporary crisis in North Africa. On the 24th March, a small community of German-Italian units under the Rommel's command began the counterattack. Dates on which certain points fell, the German African Corps performed outstanding achievements, though they were completely unaccustomed to the climate of the theater of war. Not just as once in Spain, now in North Africa, Germans and Italians have taken up arms against the same enemy. While in these bold measures the North African front was again secured by the blood of German and Italian soldiers, the shadow of a terrible danger threatening Europe gathered overhead. Only in obedience to bitter necessity did I decide in my heart in 1939 to make the attempt at least to create the prerequisites for a lasting peace.
Does anybody know who's, is this Hitler or Churchill? Anybody
yes.
know?
That's Hitler.
What?
Is Hitler?
No,
sure, that's totally from the German viewpoint. Although I agree, I can't tell the difference between the way that goes along and the way that foreign films sound when they talk about how they're taking down Germany. It sounds exactly the same.
And why do you think Iowa was doing that?
I don't know. Bored. Lord.
He was giving us a direct...
Today, we have overwhelming and authentic proof that Russia intended to attack. We are also quite clear about the date on which the attack was to take place. In view of great danger, the proportions of which we realize perhaps only today to the fullest extent, I can only thank God that we are enlightened. He has enlightened me at the proper time and gave me the strength to do what had to be done. To this, not only millions of German soldiers owe their lives, but Europe is very existence. This much I may state today. But this wave of over 20,000 tanks, hundreds of divisions, tens of thousands of guns, accompanied by more than 10,000 aircraft, suddenly move against the Reich. Europe would have been lost. Fate has destined a number of nations to forestall this attack, to ward it off with the sacrifice of their blood. Had Finland not decided immediately to take up arms for the second time, the leisure bourgeois life of other Nordic countries would soon have come to an end. Had the German Reich not faced the enemy with her soldiers and arms, a flood would have swept over Europe, which once and for all would have finished the ridiculous British idea of maintaining the European balance of power in all its senselessness and stupid tradition. Had Slovaks, Hungarians, Romanians not taken over part of their protection of the European world, the Bolsheviks' hordes would have been swept up and Attila the Huns over the Bavarian countries. And the cost of the Ionic Sea, Tartars and Mongols would have enforced today the revisions of the Montreux Agreement. Had Italy and Spain and Croatia not sent their divisions, the establishment of the European Defense Front would have been impossible, from which emanated the idea of the new Europe as propaganda to all other nations. Sending and realizing this, the volunteers have come from Northern and Western Europe. Norwegian, Danes, Dutchmen, Flemings, Belgians, even Frenchmen volunteering, who gave the struggle of the United Powers or the Axis of the character of the European Crusade in the truest sense of the word. The time has not come to talk about the planning and the conduct of this campaign, but I believe that I may sketch in a few sentences what has been achieved in the most gigantic of all struggles, in which memories of the various impressions might so easily fade because of the vastness of the space and the great number of important events. The attack began on the 22nd day of June with irresistible daring. The frontier fortifications, which were destined to secure the Russian advance against us, was broken through the 23rd, and Gordo fell. On the 21st, Vilni and Kovo were taken after the Breslavis had been occupied.
Why are you doing that? I would like to know.
You wanted to know why Hitler attacked Germany?
Doing the replay of that discourse?
Our enemies must not deceive themselves. In the 2,000 years of German history known to us, our people have never been more united than today. The Lord of the universe has treated us so well in the past years that we bow in gratitude to the providence which has allowed us to be members of such a great nation. We thank him that we also can be entered with honor into an everlasting book of German history.
Who is the Lord of the universe? I want to know.
Adolf Hitler's version is his deliverer.
And that thing you read, was that a statement by Hitler or Goebbels? Or who made that address?
Hitler was
you all know everything. Adolf Hitler, it's the speech declaring war against the United States. Bob, you all know everything.
Was it Charlie Chaplin?
No, he was justifying the war.
It sounds like he had no choice. He had to do it.
There you go. Oops, there it is. We're teaching him how to share the bowl.
But who was really giving him the orders? Like, who is
in charge
of the universe?
He must have been young then.
Especially without time.
And what was the point of that exodus? Like, so many people choose to die at that point. And created all
she
that contrast.
She declined to live with her sons in a world such as the one we have worked out. And quite right, for this is a world of labor that not of cheating and trafficking.
Yes, and then that created that division of the first, the second, and the third, and worlds, and the wall, and all that.
Is there a world, Ion, where just like the Twin Towers never fell, is there a world where Hitler never declared war on the United States?
Yes. Many of them, yes.
Yeah.
And now, even now, your history keeps rewriting itself again and again and again, even in this world.
So are we really escaping?
If a person were to say to me that there's no, they don't believe that 6 million Jews were exterminated in the concentration camps because they just think it's all propaganda and in their world nothing like that ever occurred, would I consider that person a parallel worlder? Or would they be in a world? Maybe they would be coming from... No?
Not necessarily. All great movements are popular movements. They are the volcanic eruptions of human passions and emotions, stirred into activity by the ruthless goddess of distress or by the torch of the spoken word cast into the midst of the people.
Mm. Yeah, you said if it's in your word, in the world, you create it. So we created that too.
All propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the latest or the least intelligent of those to whom it seeks to reach.
In other words, you've got
it. Any alliance whose purpose is not the intention to wage war is senseless and useless.
Is it related to the Battle of Heaven?
As a Christian, I have no duty to allow myself to be cheated, but I have the duty to be a fighter for truth and justice.
I'm curious who you're quoting, Ion.
Is that Mother Teresa?
By the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, one can make a people see even heaven as hell or an extremely wretched life as paradise.
Hitler Shepherd Fairey?
German will either be a world power or will not be at all.
That's Hitler?
Hate is more lasting than dislike.
Love is as strong.
Yeah, that's all Hitler.
So you're still quoting Hitler. Those are all Hitler's quotes. I mean, that's the thing that he said.
But why would he be talking to us for you now? What does he want?
I do not see why man should not be as cruel as nature.
Where was the hatred, where was Hitler's hatred rooted in? Where did it come from?
I use emotion for the many and reserve reason for the few.
Was it his frustration? He wanted to be an artist, and he ended up doing this creation of
If you tell a big enough lie, if you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed.
Mm.
Was he chosen by a particular group? Was he chosen by a particular group and then he went through some rituals or something to become charismatic?
Man has grown strong in eternal struggles, and it will only perish through eternal peace.
I think he had some ideals, like he was vegan and he really loved animals and nature. And
but Ion, you may be quoting Hitler, but did Hitler actually write that himself?
There are his quotes. Sooner okay. will the camel
From
pass through the needle's eye than a great man be discovered by an election.
Because at the end of the war, his hate was also against the Germans, because he thought they were losers and they didn't deserve to survive, and the last orders were to destroy everything and to fight until the last man die, or something like that.
Struggle is the father of all things. It is not by the principles of humanity that the man lives by.
Did he wage war? So it sounds like he was total advocate for his plan. I mean, he was totally, he believed in war, he believed in conflict, he believed in struggle, and he believed it birthed great things, because in that whole declaration that Ion read earlier, he's all talking about what a great nation has been built as a result of all this struggle. So, I mean, he was 100% in it. Is he in the guff, Ion?
Success is the sole earthly judge of right and wrong.
Is he in Pergamon right now?
The day of individual happiness has passed.
Joy.
Bob, have you asked Ion about Hitler's, where is he at right now? What world is he in, or what state of beingness?
Well, a long time ago, in the beginning, we found out he went to the Guff and had bliss like everybody else.
Like, is he trying to tell us something?
The leader of genius must have the ability to make different opponents appear as if they belong to one category.
Because, like, the Holocaust means this fire sacrifice. And you've been mentioning carbon and brings of fire. It's like, is there going to be a big Holocaust?
The victor will never be asked if he told the truth.
Ion, who's the most like Hitler today?
Bob.
if Hitler
in that he'll make the most significant change.
What good fortune for government that the people do not think.
They don't.
You say Bob is like Hitler because he's a charismatic leader?
Words build bridges into unexplored regions.
Or he's coming to his power
More than
makes people think.
Who says I'm not under special protection of God?
That's Bob.
And us.
The doom of a nation can be averted only by a storm of flowing passion, but only those who are passionate themselves can arouse passion in others.
And, Bob, was it the radio that made Hitler so popular? Because, it would be interesting to see how Hitler would do in the chip body. It was the,
well, at least Alan Alda, that's how Alan Alda described him.
Yeah, Alan Alda required a certain effect. You have to be a different kind of public person in the chip body, and I seem to meet those requirements.
It's always more difficult to fight against faith than against knowledge.
Well, from a self-image standpoint, I mean, Ion said that faith is self-image, and from a self-image standpoint, yes, Hitler would, his self-image would have made him a formidable opponent, which is what he was.
I go the way that Providence dictates with the assurance of a sleepwalker.
Just said
so if you took
he
the
had,
word
he had power, but
action.
Then he confused power with authority, and then that was the problem.
He alone who owns the youth gains the future.
Yeah, if you take the words out of what, like if you just listen to the quotes and you didn't know the personality that was attached to the quote, the statements that are being made are pretty profound and pretty right on. From a self-image.
Great liars are also great magicians.
Yeah, Hitler wasn't the only one that used words to appeal to the emotions of people in order to gain authority.
Demoralize the enemy from within the surprise, terror, sabotage, assassination. This is the war of the future.
Yeah, Gene, you're one of those people, right? You use words to affect the emotions of people.
I think so. I think more than I realize, Bob. And you do too, but your purpose is to point it out in everyone, to get people to see that. That's what they're doing.
Anyone who
agree?
Sees and paints a sky green and fields blue ought to be sterilized.
Oh, yeah, but red. Little boys, what, is he Chinese in his self-portrait? Come on, Hitler. Got something bad.
The uterus is closed. So we are all sterilized.
Ion, Bob uses propaganda to resurrect people. Hitler used propaganda to gain authority over people.
And the gas tried to choke, but it couldn't choke we.
No, but that was the thing is people were not stepping into their power. They were looking for a Führer, for a guide. And when you put your power outside, then it's...
You're vulnerable, you're vulnerable to random violence like Lucifer.
Well, you're vulnerable to Rand Paul or Hillary Clinton. I mean, people who don't come, you know, anybody. You're vulnerable to Dr. Oz and, you know, I mean... Any personality will do, anybody outside of you that has, you know, I mean, everybody's, that's just the way people are. You're vulnerable to Dr. Martin Luther King. You're just, you know.
It's also different hearing the quotes like, this is what Hitler said. But if Hitler was actually in front of you saying that, and you had any kind of awareness at all, you might feel a little different. Right?
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that the words sound, some of these quotes sound almost sane, okay? But if you were actually to see the being that was saying that and the well he was drawing from to say it, I would think, and you had any awareness whatsoever, I would think you'd be able to go, this guy is crazy, right? I mean,
But the words that he's saying are out of his own being, and the well that he was drawing from was his own godhood.
He was actually seen like the savior. And
right, but I'm just saying.
The problem. People believed he was going to save Germany and solve their problems, and they gave all their power away.
That's people acting from belief, of course, so they're dead.
But I'm just saying, if you
were aware and you looked right at him in the non-physical and said, oh, dude, I mean, that should be the proper reaction no matter what his words are. Whoa, dude.
Proper.
Right? See? But
no,
if we look at his
words, they wouldn't be necessarily
alive. Like, I don't think... You just believe in what you hear. There is also a vibration.
You can look at Hitler right now, the non-physical, if you want.
Well, it's interesting because Ion just keeps saying Hitler's statements over and over again, and the one other time that Ion did that was when we talked to one of the prophets on a rewrite session. The thing of it was that he, in his mind, he was only allowed to ever speak the word of the Lord. So with Ion making these statements and repeating Hitler's words, it sounds to me like Hitler hasn't changed and is still thoroughly convinced of his actions that he took, that he made the right choices.
So is everyone else so far that keeps talking about him.
So Hitler had no regrets whatsoever.
Was he capable of having regrets?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, about
the memory serves him well.
About
the wheels on fire. Rolling down the road. Notify my next of kin, this wheel shall explode.
Would you say Hitler was coming from a position of his knowing, Ion?
Certainly.
So that's not emotionally driven.
What drugs was he on when he was writing that? Or
Patsy and Adina's.
Can you tell me what that would mean to me?
Patsy and Adina's.
If Hitler's been to the Guff, is there a part of him that came back?
Come on. Come on, Bob, play it for us, huh? What do you think?
I haven't been at the computer. I didn't see. I'm going over there now. You have something for it to be played?
A short one for the math.
That's all.
That's all.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know what's closer than friend, but not quite kin to me.
The angels were holding the wings. Does this mean that the angels are not holding the wings anymore?
Bob, that white noise is on.
Oh, yeah.
I believe today that my conduct is in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator.
How very Adolphian of you.
Make the lie big, make it simple. Keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it.
Wheels on fire.
So is that the whistle on fire, is that the meaning of the swastika?
I've wondered about that too. I've wanted to know if the quote-unquote historical timeline significance of the turning of the swastika has anything to do with the wheel, Fourth Reich, the fourth cog in the wheel?
Ask Tupac.
Yeah. Illuminati all up in my body.
Is Tupac still alive on this plane?
Do,
yeah, that's so.
The original, the new original Machiavelli.
So he's not in another world? He's still in this world?
Back and forth.
And Joan Rivers? Is she here too?
Hit him up.
My dad, Ion.
Wait, what did you say, Ion?
Hit him up.
I don't know what that means.
Tupac, hit him up.
Give him a call.
Oh, okay.
Email, anything.
Come on, hit him up.
I've seen him on YouTube.